Sydney Hendricks joins us on the Appleton Public Library show on a warm Tuesday afternoon. I'm all messed up, Sydney. I think it's Monday all day today.
I think I will be too. You know, those long weekends just do kind of mess you up. And then they're so busy because, you know, obviously we all had graduation and everything this weekend. And I almost could have used another Monday off.
Me too. I agree. I don't know how many times I thought, it's Tuesday, not Monday.
So, okay.
All right.
Anyway, too funny.
So you got some big plans at the library this summer?
Well, you know, we do because, you know, whether we're still located here at the Appleton Civic Center or after we move into our new place, we just, you know, need to have lots of exciting things going on, mm-hmm. I guess. Anyway, and so we do have quite a few things planned. I mean, our summer reading program begins June 1st, but we are accepting registrations for it right now. And we are offering two different programs, one for preschool through like sixth grade, and then we've got another program that is for teens 7 through 12. And so kind of a couple of different events here and there, a couple of different ideas and things, because obviously we've got a swing of a couple of different age groups, too. So we've got a complete lineup of activities and everything. Once you sign up and register, you'll know exactly when things are and what you can attend and what isn't going to work for you. And the program is pretty simple. You read books and you earn prizes while doing it. And it's kind of fun. I mean, it's just kind of a really good time. Georgia has lots of fun, exciting things planned, and that just makes it super fun because she's just a super fun person.
There you go.
Yeah, what can you say?
That's right.
Yeah, and then we also are, June 1st is a kickoff, and then on June 3rd, we still have our tech help. And so the first Saturday of each month right now, we still have Steve Gerard here to help with, you know, your iPad, your cell phone, your laptop, Facebook, email, you know, all sorts of different things, anything that you're needing some tech help for. And that will be Saturday, June 3rd from 10 to 1 p.m. And then on Tuesday, June 6th, we have a preschool story time. We're still keeping that at the first Tuesday of every month at 5:30 p.m., and we'll do that throughout the summer. And this time's theme is, I don't want to be a frog. And she's got lots of frog kind of activities. It'll be super fun.
Yeah.
And then our kickoff event for the summer reading program starts on Wednesday, June 7th with a game day picnic. So we're talking food, games, lots of fun. And this is for, you know, anyone interested in the summer reading program. Like I said, we'll have lots of fun things. And then, you know, it just continues. Each Wednesday, we've got something going on here for kids for the summer reading program. We've got a paint a puppet, build your own critter. We've got Lego club. And then for adults, we have our book club. We've got the tech help. And then for the month of June, we've got a take and make that will be released on the 1st of June. And it is a boho metal wreath.
A what?
So that'll be, yeah, that's what it is. It's a metal wreath.
Wreath.
And I'm calling it a boho wreath because it is pretty cool looking.
Awesome.
You'll have to check it out on the website.
Okay.
And available while supplies last, so that adults get something fun to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, on June 1st, we'll be releasing our new Book Pages magazine, and that is a free magazine that we offer to anyone who's interested, and it's a magazine on books. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in new and upcoming books or new and upcoming authors, they always feature a variety of different things in it. So always something interesting and different that we try to offer our public.
Okay, yeah, you do a good job with that, Cindy.
Well, thank you.
So let's move into what are people reading?
Well, you know, there's some new things out right now because I'm sure a lot of people, it's summer, you're going to be reading, right?
Yeah.
And so there's some new nonfiction out. There's King, A Life by Jonathan Igg. It's a biography of the civil rights icon Martin Luther King, Jr., which includes new archival material and reflections from some who worked, lived, and fought with him. And then The Shadow Docket by Stephen Vladeck. It's a legal scholar, examines the Supreme Court's authority to issue emergency rulings and the potential consequences of doing so. Ah, that's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, The World by Simon Sebag Montefiore. The historian chronicles the world's great dynasties through the prism of family ties in a single narrative. New in fiction is Yellowface by R.F. Kuang. Is June Hayward, a struggling writer, must conceal the fact that she stole another writer's masterpiece after their death. Ooh.
Yeah.
And then True Love Experiment by Christina Loren. A successful romance novelist stars as a romantic lead in a reality TV show. There's so many people that love those reality TV shows. This book probably will be pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and also Fractal Noise. Christopher Paolini has a book out. It's in July 22, 34, so sci-fi. The crew of Atamura investigates the mysteries of a 50-kilometer-wide pit they found on a seemingly uninhabited planet. So if you have a favorite author or you're just looking for some book recommendations, stop on down. We're all readers here. Surprise, surprise. Anyway, and so we've always got some suggestions for you.
That's right.
And love to help new customers. We love to help our regulars as well. So.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. People are reading books. A number of my Facebook friends posted over the Memorial Day weekend. They are laying in a hammock reading a book, or sitting on their patio with their cup of coffee reading a book. So that's, people love to do that.
And they do, you know, and it's always interesting because everybody likes a different format. Some like that paper in their hand. Others like to read on a portable device, you know. Some mm-hmm. like to listen to it, being read to them. I mean, there's just so many options for people today. So that's kind of exciting, too, to have that many different options.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Cindy, where are you located and when are you open?
We are still located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Our phone number is 320-289-1681, and, of course, friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Library.
All right, Cindy, thank you, and you have a great rest of your, short week now since it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a very short week, huh?
All right, thanks. Talk to you next time, then.
Sounds great. You have a great week, too.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.